What's up, everyone?
Hey, everyone. Happy Wednesday. How's everyone doing? How has this past 2 weeks been doing? Me and Josh have been like super busy.
Super busy. And it's not stopping either. Yeah. We literally are nonstop. We got Super Bowl Sunday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week is
Valentine's Day after Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Like, that's insane.
That. And then we've got your family coming the next week.
Yep.
And then
we're gonna do a little celebration Asian.
Yep.
We may vlog it.
Yeah. Ooh.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yep.
And then literally after this weekend, we go to PR in 4 weeks.
Yep. We go to Puerto Rico.
Actually,
we're excited.
Just kidding. By the time you hear this, by the time that they hear this, that Thursday will be exactly 4 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. Holy crap. So it's this past few weeks, guys, has been hectic on like our brains have been brainstorming. A lot of stuff has been going on.
And just like the winning team of the football for the Super Bowl, we're going to Disney World.
We are too.
No, we are.
We're probably going to take some videos of that too.
Wasn't lying. That was the truth. Actually, I wonder how our podcast schedule lines up. We might actually be at Disney World.
Yeah.
When we have to record.
Well, again, we can vlog it, a little videos of it, and then, I don't know, maybe try to record it if we can.
No, definitely. And if you haven't noticed, because if you're like living under a rock, we started our TikTok. I know we've been talking about it for episodes.
Know we have right now two episodes.
Two videos
on TikTok.
Yay.
Applause in the background. Amazing.
Rim
so shots. Yeah, we definitely started TikTok. I've been bugging Josh like constantly to get this going.
I mean, I've been watching TikTok.
Yeah.
The creating part is still a little...
It's complicated, guys. Like, no, I don't know how these people do it. It takes...
I see why they quit their jobs.
Yeah. It takes, like, a lot of time.
It takes a lot
For the complex ones, it takes a lot of time.
I mean, not even complex. Like, that shit, all of them.
No, I'm talking about, like, the ones that they changed outfits or they changed backgrounds.
Like, a part of me wishes that I did the trend. I don't know how I would get that ring to fit over my body, but remember when that was a trend?
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
No, that shit's not fitting over no one's body. We are not a size zero.
But I have no idea how this... I mean, obviously, that's why they quit their jobs. Like, it's insane the effort that it takes.
No, yeah. I mean, I actually would love to know, if you're a listener and you're a TikTok content creator, I would love to know...
Tips and tricks.
Yeah, tips and tricks as
well.
Please
do.
If you're even into business branding, because that's what it is. Just like this podcast, it's a brand.
Yeah, like, I mean, it is content.
It's stressful.
It is stressful, but I feel like, yes, it's branding. You're branding yourself.
Yeah.
So obviously your content is based on who you are.
Yeah, and people get pissed.
Yeah.
I've seen some hateful, mean-ass comments in some of those things. Like, people get angry, smangry. That and people are angry in general. I seen a... Sorry, I'm drinking some coffee because I'm tired.
We're totally opposite coffee and I'm me wine.
Yeah. She's trying to go down. I'm trying to go up. What was I saying? Oh, Antifnia. I am totally butchering her name. Remember the girl off Shang-Chi, the Wendy or whatever?
Yeah.
She's gotten a lot of backlash.
Why?
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not getting into the debate. So if you guys start on our stuff, we're not even going to entertain the idea. I'm just stating this supposedly because I didn't see it. Maybe I'm oblivious, but supposedly she is doing a black scent. Never even heard of it until I seen the article, but supposedly she's doing a black scent. And they even used Shang-Chi or Shang-Chi, whatever the fuck that movie's called, as one of the actual incidents that she did it. Supposedly her ghetto-ness or whatever is culture appropriation to people of color of the black community. I don't know.
That's a topic that we don't need to discuss right now.
Because
the reality is you need facts and we can't just be having a conversation of supposed to or assumptions.
No, I was just saying, I'm like, man, people are attacking people left
and right. They're attacking them for everything. Especially, we're celebrating Black History Month.
Yep.
In February.
It's there's definitely a lot going on. I seen some exciting stuff. I also seen on Google that they actually have created a identifier. Like if the company is owned by a person of color, it literally will identify. So you could support your small local businesses and know that you're supporting a business. So
I think there's a Facebook with it.
Yeah.
Like a Facebook page or multiple Facebook pages about black owned companies, which is really, awesome. Really good. Yeah.
I mean, you should, I think not just for Black History Month, you should be doing that all the time, supporting small not just theirs, period. But small businesses, period.
But I think the one that I follow is female. Black ownership. Better. Yeah. So I think
that's like the that page She Moisture. That She Moisture brand.
Yeah, it's owned by a black family. Yep,
a black family. So that's cool. Well, awesome. You ready to get into the nitty and gritty of relationships?
Yeah. But before, we have something to say.
Go ahead. From baby. Our sponsors. We all know you wore condoms. I'm so proud of you. We've seen an uptick in Trojan sales. This week's sponsor is Brown Bag.
Brown Bag?
Brown Bag. So, have you ever went on a date and they're just not very pretty, but you need some reinforcement? Brown Bag it.
What matters is what's on the inside. Okay.
Is your
that was a boyfriend? Rude.
Is your boyfriend hideous?
But a brown but you bag. Really
wish he was Bad Bunny or Denzel Washington
or Will Smith
or Will Smith.
Ooh, scrum delicious.
Put a brown bag on him and you can draw the face. Or you can even do like Deadpool and staple it to their face. Whatever you want to do.
And then put a mask on top of it.
Brown Bag it. This week's episode is sponsored by Brown Bags.
Brown Bags.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and get into the intro.
Cue the intro. Everyone, and welcome to our podcast. If you're young, married, or just simply screwed, thank you for tuning in and listening to our bullshit with your amazing hosts,
Josh
and Gabby.
Welcome to the screwed lifestyle, bitches.
Relationships.
So we're back.
Yeah, all relationships.
Yep. So if you remember last episode, we were talking about dating.
Online
we talked
dating.
About our dating, how we like went over with that, you know, dating, quote unquote. We also talked about like percentages and funny stuff. Online dating was a hot topic. So if you want to check on that, like where you at in the percentage, because we know you use dating apps. We know.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the thing now.
And if you're the type of weirdo, okay, I'm not going to be mean, not the weirdo, but the type of person that pays for it, you're in the huge percentage, okay? So if you want to look at that data, you should please check
and know where the money is actually worth going into, because some of them, it's not even worth wasting your money.
It's crazy. You guys have to see the details of actually the people that you see if you pay for it or the app. So anyway, you got to check on that if you want to know a little bit more about online dating. So because Valentine's Day is coming up, I know a lot of people have a love-hate relationship with Valentine's Day. Even my students in my class are like, why do we have to celebrate Valentine's Day? It's not even a real holiday. I'm going to celebrate it with my best friend. I'm like, you know what? Valentine's Day is all about like loving each other.
I have a torn thing about it, honestly. You're
that love-hate relationship with a date, too?
I just think it's...
But it's hard in high school. Remember that these kids are in high school. So, I don't think this is that bad when you're an adult.
To me, I've never really liked it. It's always been...
It's a big holiday for you?
Well, it's just, it's a commercial holiday.
It is a commercial holiday.
There's no purpose. Because in my opinion, for an effective relationship, one day out of the year, that is not... If that's the one day you're going to do something big and wow, sorry, fellas, you're not going to have a sustained
relationship. I know, but I also feel like it's like an excuse, like you said, to spend money. But it's also an excuse to show that person that...
Oh, yeah.
You want to
Don't get me wrong. I go over the top every time.
That you want to demonstrate love to that person, which I feel like I'm totally with you that it shouldn't be once a year.
No,
but I feel like that occasion where everyone's celebrating their other person, like, why not celebrate it? You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. So. I think you should. I think if you're going to do it correctly and the purpose of what it was made for, it's less about the money and more about
that's what I said earlier, showing the love.
Because I think people lose it. Because don't get me wrong, it's easy to buy a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm. And then forget the next day, literally.
And then be an asshole the next day.
Yeah, or the whole week.
Or fight that day and then take them to a nice place. Like, to me, it's about doing it through the year. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I try to do. I'm not saying I'm perfect because...
Yeah, but like I said earlier, I feel like for adults is an easier holiday because if you're single, some people take it hard, but you're an adult, you're grown.
If you're single, then it sucks because then it's a whole day of seeing nothing but lovey-dovey. I mean, Hallmark Channel, Lifetime, all of it.
Not even that. You walk to the store to grab, I don't know, vitamins, couples, and then you see...
making out, going, you want to get a damn taco, and there's these freaking lovebirds.
I remember it was hard for me high school. In college, I don't remember ever. Oh my god, I was single.
I was a whore, so high school wasn't. I was a playa, bro. Oh my god, I never had a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, trying to be a little.
I never had a Valentine's Day alone until actually. Well, no, hold on. Yeah, you know what? Because I didn't meet you on Valentine's Day, so 2019. I didn't have Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's still going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're recording live.
Yeah.
But the thing went blank, but I think it's still recording. I don't know. We'll find out later. I'm not getting it. We'll see what it is. But yeah, I think I only spent one Valentine's Day alone. And that one kind of sucked. I don't remember it. So I think I drank a lot.
No, I remember, again, I remember all of this in high school, even in my school, because again, I grew up in Puerto Rico. So I'm assuming, I don't know, maybe the kids are more innocent. I don't know. We had those little Valentine cards, the one that you like from to that come in the little box for like 30 kids. So we bought that until I was a senior.
Not that far.
Oh yeah, I did.
No, high school is brutal here because we don't do that here. So they do it in elementary school because even my son, he was bummed because he's in the middle school in his county.
They don't do that.
He's not getting a Valentine's Day party. And he's like, oh, Kylie, you're so lucky, talking to his sister. He's like, you're getting to get cards and stuff. And I'm like, I was like, Tris, welcome to reality. As you get older, it gets, he's like, well, I know I'm not going to get anything. And then I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. Cause I mean, don't get me wrong. I wasn't the popularest kid, the preppiest.
But I liked it in elementary school because everyone
gets it. Yeah. No, in high school, no. You get they do the Teddy Grahams. I'm going to give my kids some money and I'll probably even send one myself. But, so they
I noticed that too. When they hit elementary school, especially the parents are the ones that send them little cards, or if they have a daughter, they send them a little kids flower. Are assholes. Yeah, they are.
They're mean now. They are when super I was a kid, mean. I made sure cool. to go out of my way to help those my mom still bought, I think it was, I think they were the Reese hearts or whatever. I can't remember. Some kind of candy heart. And I handed them out to kids that I knew weren't getting anything because I didn't want to be.
But you know what? My mom also gave us hearts too. All the Valentines that we were, even as adults, my mom always gave me and my sister either a small heart, a present. Some years we got presents, some years we got flowers. But every year we had something.
And by the way. If you have a significant other and you haven't planned something already,
you better hurry up.
Nah, you're already, today's the 8th. You're done. It's over. Yeah. If you've not reserved, I don't give a shit where you live. If you've not reserved,
order a bunch of stuff on Amazon and figure it out with the stuff.
Do something like me, man. I'm not, I don't know. Follow me for tips and tricks. Maybe I'll do some tip videos on TikTok. I'm being serious because I think I do a pretty good job at wowing. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's full of shit. She's
actually, I'm not full of caca. I'm being serious. I just kind of like I said earlier, it maybe was harder for me probably in high school, but we had those little Valentine cards, so everyone had something. And then I think my mom or my dad, or you know how you can order flowers, in the front office and stuff like that? So me and my sister always had something.
Yeah,
like,
I think we're not ours were be, the... they're the cheap ass flowers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forget what they're called. Some of the sea. Mm-hmm. Godly, I can't even think.
They're selling those at the school too. So
yeah, I forget what they're called.
I think I was going to order one for my coworkers, my two coworkers maybe. I don't know. I just.
Too nice.
And to support the school too, the seniors. So anyway.
Oh, is that what it goes to? Is mm-hmm, senior
the
class?
Senior class. So why not? Also, let me see. So the actual topic for today. So we started with online dating and now we're going to talk about relationships.
Yeah. So relationships. And this isn't just for like couples. I mean, even single people should mm-hmm. be able to get something out of this. What would you say the three, the three biggest issues with relationships today?
Well, I think lack of communication. And I think a lot of it's because of social media. So number one would be my lack of communication. Number two would be social media per se, the phone. And number three, maybe family pressure. Because I feel like a lot of relationships don't flourish or they don't even start because of they don't have any family support.
No, yeah. So when I looked, it definitely, the first one was communication.
Communication, was yeah.
The mm-hmm. biggest cause of relationship downfall or relationships not even working or starting a relationship that shouldn't have started to begin with.
Exactly, because they don't communicate, so they don't even know each other.
Yeah, because they don't even know each other.
Exactly.
And the second was social. Like, it wasn't just social media. It was just saying social environment.
Like social friends, interactions,
And social media has made it more worse because you can see other people's stuff.
And you can compare your relationship to somebody else's, too.
Which is, like, the biggest no-no.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was not separating family.
That's literally, yeah. And I did not look at this information at all.
It was family because crazy. Allow their mom and dads to be
all up in their business. Yeah.
And that's,
again. Not saying, hold up, let me do a side note. Not saying that they shouldn't maybe voice their opinions.
No, they shouldn't. I'm sorry. You
don't think so?
No.
I mean, I can hear them all I want, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to change my mind. No,
I think that's what happened. I think as a parent, you got to zip your mouth. It's your kid's life.
It is your kid's life, but maybe you have an opinion. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah,
it's on you whether or not to get. But that's that what opinion I'm saying.
I think as a child, you should tell your parents to shut the fuck up. Because and I know that's me being a parent saying that. Because I it's just to me, it's a recipe for disaster. I'm not saying your family can't say something if it's worrisome or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times there's a reason biblically. And again, you know.
But listen. I'm not saying that they should be in your relationship, in somebody else's relationship. But if they want to voice their opinion, like, what does it?
It can just cause issues. I just think you shouldn't.
What will be the issue?
I'm like, not saying
you
they can.
You listen and then you move on.
But that's my point, is you shouldn't even entertain it. It's none of their business. They shouldn't even have information to give information. So
sure, Josh.
I don't know. That's how I see it. Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
you see, guys, like conflict right now because of.
No, not conflict. I mean, I don't know. To me, I guess it just depends. It depends on how. Because, again, if you're not involving your family in it, they're in your affairs, they shouldn't really have an opinion because they're not going to really have an opinion except for what they see.
Okay, that's fine.
So then I guess in that case, if they're saying what they're seeing, then yeah, mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. That's their opinion. But I don't think as a person you should be going to your family and being like, oh my God, that Josh, he's such a dick. You know, he's blah, blah. Because then it bites you in the ass. Like then your family, I don't know. It's just getting people in your business. That's just how I feel about it.
Okay.
Relationships are two people, not five. So communication being the biggest one, they actually have Oprah actually developed 100, which we're not going to go through all of them, but 100 thought-provoking questions for couples to use on your date nights. Like, this is something, according to Oprah, that you should be asking on your dates. Okay, go ahead. So we're going to obviously not go through 100. Some of these are kind of weird. Like, question one, who was your first crush and what were they like? I don't think I would ask that. Would you?
Why not?
I don't know. That's just weird. Here's a good one. Number six, what was your favorite food growing up? Mine was pizza.
We know.
Or lasagna.
Probably rice.
Actually, scratch. If it was my mom's meal, it's lasagna. That was my favorite meal growing up, hands down, my mom's lasagna.
I mean, probably us, like rice and Vienna sausages and beans. That hood was busting.
And guess what question seven is?
What?
What's your favorite food now?
I want to make that, but Josh says that ghetto food.
I don't fucking like Vienna sausages, man.
And I like my rice and
side note, Vienna sausages. I don't like
in a can of beans, and I'm like, la, la, la.
I'm going to go through the list of foods, and it's not many. I don't like Vienna sausages. I don't like ramen noodles.
I
will eat them, but and I don't like tomato soup, and I don't like tuna. And the reason why is that because when I was broke, that's all I ate.
We know.
That was the poor people 101.
We know, but it doesn't mean that it's bad. I love my... You know what? When I'm going to Puerto Rico, I'm going to make my mom make that, because last time she didn't make it for me, and I want her to make
That's
it.
Fine.
And you know what? She coming in a few days. You know what? I'm going to make her do that.
That's fine. I won't eat it. My kids will. I will eat something else. I'm a grown man.
But yeah, I like that in corned beef and pork chops. That's pretty much what the menu was.
Oh my God, this is the most important question. What was the first album you've ever owned?
Probably Avril Lavigne. I can't remember the name of the album, but it was when she was like, she had the pink hair, the pink highlights.
Mine was NSYNC.
NSYNC?
Yeah.
You're such a lame owl.
Nah, when I grew up. NSYNC. What? I think the three CDs I got all at once was NSYNC, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera.
I remember, I remember the Avril Lavigne one, and then I remember the one with Christina Aguilera, that it was a red disc with a bunch of dots.
Mine, I don't remember the color of the disc. I want to say it was pink, but I'm colorblind. Mine was the Genie in the Bottle.
That's the one that CD. I had. Yeah. But I had the Spanish version.
And it had the spread out. So, yeah, I remember.
The little booklet, right?
Yeah. And it had pictures. Yeah, because I put it right on my bed. I'll never forget. So, like, I had a picture of her.
I had the Spanish version. Yeah. Because she had a Spanish version of it. And so, the Avril Lavigne one. And probably, like, Rihanna. Like, the first Rihanna, like, Umbrella album, which is still bought.
Now, who bought those? Because all the ones I just
named, I think I bought them for with my Christmas money.
So, my very first album I ever bought was... Good Charlotte, and I forget which album it was. I would have to go back. Oh, and Maroon 5, because they were on a buy one get one. So I bought the Maroon 5.
That's when like it was a big deal to have the CD. It was like $17.99 to have that freaking album.
There was back then, and I'm talking, I'm aging myself, but back then there was no MP3. Like, iTunes didn't exist yet.
Yeah, but you can burn CDs, though. Oh, you got that CD burner for me.
Yeah, remember Napster was the first one.
No, I remember LimeWire.
See, you're younger than me. LimeWire's newer. That's way newer, actually.
Can you calm down?
Because it was Napster. Yeah, it was for you OGs.
But LimeWire was the one that they used for Apple, and that's the computer that I had access to. An Apple. So LimeWire was
before. Oh, I mean, I remember having LimeWire because Napster went bankrupt because they got sued by
burning CDs legally.
Yeah. And then LimeWire got shut down later. And then I think there was even a FrostWire. I don't know.
And I remember in the messenger, click, 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 click. Oh, and then you saved like the little extra letters, like the R and with the cool R, or the H with the little cool H.
I don't know. I remember MySpace having my MySpace playlist. And to think,
mine was all so grungy, and I think I was such a rock star.
No, and to think, all of them, like MySpace, we were coders, man. Literally, that's what it was. We were literally copying and pasting code.
Yeah, but we were in coding. We were just copying and pasting.
Yeah, we had no idea.
And then remember the pages that I went to that I got so mad, like, how this person has like 10,000 comments and I have like 500. Like, this is so unfair. And you keep on scrolling and you could see the comments.
No.
And that pissed me off.
And I remember.
That got me. I'm like, this is so unfair. Like, I have like 300 friends that nobody wants to comment on my page. I was so upset.
And kids have no idea how easy it is now, because I was not.
But nowadays, with a click, you can just put a comment.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
No, it took a while.
You had to log in into a computer, log in with your MySpace password, because it didn't have a remember me click.
Nope.
You had to type that.
You had a sheet with all your passwords.
And then when it came to upload a picture of yourself, it was a whole procedure. Like, you have to upload it to the computer, make sure that it's this exact like number file so you can put it.
Oh my God.
And then the one with the glitter. And I remember with like the mouse that every time like you moved it, it had like a little... drawing on it, whether it was stars or like a rainbow, a unicorn, whatever the heck
it was. Oh, that's right. You had a Mac.
Yeah, I had a Mac, so I can do. Yeah. I mean, my dad had a Mac.
Yeah, we didn't.
And I could do all of that. And I was like,
this we had an HP Windows Me.
HP, lame.
And we had dial-up. We had the...
No, when I had MySpace, it wasn't dial-up anymore. What's the next thing afterwards?
DSL. We got
DSL. We had DSL.
No, we had dial-up.
My mom had dial-up, and she had a PC, but it was only used for, like, Microsoft Word for, like, schoolwork. And then you print out
what we had. I'll never forget. It was in the corner right off of the desk, or right off the dining table. And it was dial-up, and it was MSN, because I remember it was a butterfly, and it would flap its wings.
MSN, yeah.
As it was connecting. And
then, no, mine was XP95.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Windows XP 95.
Oh, I know. Windows 95. No, I never
was. And then the next update was Windows Vista.
Oh, so Windows XP, not 95.
Oh, so 95 was before. So we had 95, and then it went to XP.
Windows 95. No, when Windows 95. XP. Then Windows Me. That was the millennium that came in 2000.
Then I remember Me. XP, then Vista. Then I remember Vista, too.
Then 7, then 8, then 10.
What we are
now. And then whatever the hell we're on now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're on 10 or what we're
on. But anyway, we're like super off topic, guys.
Yeah.
So we were talking about relationships and the online dating. So we noticed that one of the, again, the downfalls is lack of communication. I tried to make some polls in our social media accounts. I didn't get that many responses. It's probably because I didn't post it often enough. I have no idea. About different ideas that you would do for Valentine's Day. So I have the posts. Mm-hmm. Can you look them up? So I can't remember what I asked. I know that one of them was like, oh, would you rather have a fun date or a romantic date? Like for Valentine's Day, what would you do?
I'm pulling it up now because I don't remember what you asked.
That was one of the questions.
It's loading. Now it's like it's acting like we have DSL. There we go. We don't have DSL though.
Baby, I just asked you the question. Did you listen?
No, I didn't. What was the question?
I just asked you, would you rather have a romantic date or a fun date for Valentine's Day?
Oh, definitely fun.
Fun date.
Fun, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm always a fun date person. If we're putting it as a date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to have fun.
When was the last time you took me to a fun date?
The cruise was a fun date.
That was that was
not
vacation. But yeah.
last fun date? I don't know. We haven't gone on any date. Exactly. When was the last time I took you out on a date? Do you remember? I remember.
I mean, we went out to dinner. Is that...
Which one?
We went to like Frankie's. Like,
no, that's not.
So no, y'all. I have not been taking it out.
Yes. Last time I took her on a date was Texas to Brazil. And I don't remember how long that was.
Like 6 months ago. Yeah. Not included in the cruise boat. Because technically, yeah, that was little dates.
We did little dates and stuff. We just do a lot of things. We date every day.
Pretty much.
I would say if I could give any advice, because that's actually one, there was a question about advice, which we're going to go into more of those, about topics that single people and other people ask. But I know one off the bat that I try to live by is never stop dating. Like, I don't care if you're married. I don't care... If you just met them, like, you should be treating that person like you're still
trying
to chase them.
Like, they're special.
Well, like, you're still trying to chase them. Like, you never got them. Because, again, it's, I don't know, it makes it fun. It makes it exciting. Makes them feel good. Mm-hmm. And that was that. The other questions that I would say that are important out of this 100, and again, I will drop this because there's tons in here. Like, have you ever been cheated on? Have you ever cheated on someone? Just tons of things. What's the sexiest thing you find about me? Do you have a bucket list? Do you believe in God? What is your religious beliefs? Just you name it, it's in there.
Do you believe in God?
Obviously. Duh. That was a question I honestly asked. I think the questions I actually asked a few out of here was what your religious beliefs were, what your dreams were, like what your aspirations were, your goals. I don't think I asked you what your dream job was growing up, but that's in here. I asked you what your family traditions were. I remember that, asking like what your family does and stuff. We did talk about sexual experiences and stuff like that.
Yeah, I already know the whole book of Joshua's life. Like, if you didn't know, I know every detail. I know who you are. I know the way you... The way you smelt, the way you look like.
The smelt.
Yeah, I know everything.
Smelt.
Yeah. What? Yeah. You've been narrating the smells that you've encountered in the past too.
No.
Some smells were not very pleasant. I'm telling y'all. And yeah. Yeah. And he saw hairs where maybe.
Stop.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. And then some people don't look the same with makeup than without makeup. And that pusher bra be doing some type of level. Another type of level.
Witchcraft.
Thing. Witchcraft. Because based on the stuff that he just told me, wow, I'm surprised.
Hey, open communication. It's what we live by.
Sometimes it's too much.
No, there's no such thing as too much.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. You know who you are, though. You know who you are.
So one of the biggest questions people ask, and actually this is 33% of the questions, like 33% of the people ask this in Google this often. When does a relationship actually become exclusive?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
When you stop looking at somebody else, I guess.
I'm trying to think, because you know what? It's not like when you were in high school.
Or maybe you get pregnant beforehand and then you have to marry that person.
Then it's forced to be exclusive.
we're exclusive now forever.
But no, like, because I'll be...
And the funny thing is, you know what? I'm going to keep quiet because I don't want to get you in trouble because this is hilarious.
But no, but seriously, when does a relationship become exclusive? Because
I just told you, when you stop looking at other people.
I know, but like, so how do you know
that? You never asked me to be your girlfriend.
I know, I never did.
So, exactly. So
I asked you to be my wife, though.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm aware of it. He's sitting on my cable. But...
Another big
copper. When do you think we're exclusive?
He says when you sniff their butt.
That's when it's legit.
That's when it's legit. When you
he's be up needy. There.
Come here. You're tangling up. Get up here. What is the? So here is something that singles ask. What is the best advice for singles to meet someone? Like, if some single person walked up to you and said, what's the best advice you could give me to finding my lover? What would you say?
Don't compare yourself to what you see on social media.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
That should be the first one. Don't expect to have the exact same relationship that is portrayed on social media. Because if that's what you're looking for and what you see in a YouTube video of a song... I'm letting you know right now, it doesn't work like that, okay?
Well, what you see as a picture, because even us.
As a picture.
Yeah, I have people tell us, I have literally, and I'm not kidding with this, I've had friends literally that are single that have dropped into my things and said, oh my God, you guys are so perfect. I can't wait to find someone that's like that. And I'm like, look, we have fun and yeah, we post stuff and 90% of the time, maybe 85%. We are lovey-dovey up each other's ass. Mm-hmm. But there is those moments where I'm sick of you and you're sick of me. Yeah. And we have our arguments. And there's been times where we don't talk for a day because we get pissed off.
I don't think a day.
No, we've not. I don't know. I've been pissed off at you for an entire day before.
But you woke up.
Well, I have to. You live here.
You see, it's not easy. But anyway, I show him a titty and then we're back together.
That is, listen, ladies, you want to fix your man? Just lift your shirt up. I promise you, we can't be angry anymore. It's like an auto reset. Like it's
titties. I forgot what I'm mad about.
It's a command shift R if you have a Mac. I swear. It's boop. I'm brand new.
A command Z undo.
A command Z, yeah. Undo. You can literally just stabbed your husband or boyfriend and you just pop him out and he'd be like, I forgive you.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that don't compare yourself to what you see on the internet. Like it's not necessarily real. There's going to be low points. Also, don't expect to find somebody exactly how they look on the internet. Like that is not real. So expect to see mistakes. Expect to have issues. And just understand that you're dealing with another human being, which means you're gonna see flaws. You're going to see different opinions and stuff like that. So just take that into consideration, in my opinion.
Another one is, how do you write a good dating profile?
A good dating profile?
Yeah. I was horrible at. I don't even remember what mine said.
Make sure that you're, first of all, the first thing that people see is your picture. So make sure that it's a picture that actually looks like you, that it's not like with 10 filters.
And 20 years ago.
Like, please be
real. Or with the camera way down here.
Yeah, please be real. For your bio, also be real. Like, I don't know, the age.
Short and sweet. That's what I feel like. Yeah. Like, don't go into detail. Like, I remember my brother trying to give me advice, worst advice ever. He's like, you need to watch The Office. Like, I'll never forget. You need to watch The Office and put, like, an office quote. See that girl right there? She put an office quote. And I'm like, tried to watch The Office because I'm like, okay, maybe he's right. Maybe some. Dude, I never put a quote of anything. I don't know. You swiped right because my cheesy smile.
Sure.
No.
Maybe I was bored and I couldn't see very well. I'm kidding. Now look where we are now.
And look where we are now. She just can't leave.
We can't get her to leave.
She was a one night stand that never left. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Her face right now. I'm kidding. I love you.
Yeah, sure.
XOXO.
Sir?
you seen Ghost? What do you see? And you answered this one earlier. What does a healthy relationship look like? It's his spit.
That's nice. Healthy relationship. We already talked about it, I feel like. Communication. Make sure that you trust your partner. Trust in their decision making. Also, low-key that people don't even talk about this, you should talk about your financial stability when it comes to somebody that you're willing to spend your life with.
No,
you got to be very, very transparent when you talk about when you're talking about money, when you're talking about your credit score. If you're a grown person, a grown adult, you should be talking about financial.
And if your financials aren't in a good spot, listen.
Be real about it, too.
Be honest, but here's my thing, because I'll be real with you. My biggest no's on dating was because of, and it wasn't that I asked. You don't have to be like, so what is your credit rating?
Yeah, what or, is your credit score? Who do you file taxes with? Like, we don't want any of that information.
What did you make last year? Like,
what is your net gross income?
Yeah, but that's not what we're saying. Because literally, the questions I asked was, you know, what do you do for a living? That's a great question to know. Mm-hmm. You can kind of know. If they're saying, hey, I'm a shopping clerk at Walmart.
No, but maybe they say, I'm a shopping clerk, but I do want to do something else, or I do want to become this, or I do want to become
that. That's why I like that aspiration. That's part of my goal, thing.
And I've been here for this long, but I do want to do X, Y, Z, whatever the plan is. That's a different story, because everyone starts at the bottom. So that's the reality.
I mean, I started flipping burgers at McDonald's. That was my entry level, and I'm where I'm at now. You have to have a goal, I guess, is what I want to say. If you're in a bad financial setting, hey, no one's going to, like me personally, which my wife wasn't, but if Gabby was, if you would have been like, I'm paying off tons of student loans, I'm paying off my ex-husband's or boyfriend's or whatever's car that, you know, is a bad, really, like if you have a plan and you're like, to me, if you're up fronting and you've got a plan to get out of it on your own, then to me, I'm game. But if someone's like, gonna be a leech, and I hate to use that, but if you're parasite, gonna be a parasite
living off of you,
like to me that was a no-go. Like I didn't want to take care of nobody.
But side note, if you're in a committed relationship and you are financially stable, you got to understand that if the other person becomes financially unstable because of a lack of a job or loss of a job, you also have to support them. Like you can't just back off.
Once you're in, you're in. That's the other thing I think that's flawed.
Another financial discussion that needs to be talked about.
I think that's flawed. It is. And that's the other thing I would say you would need to do is, what's your commitment? I remember when we communicated, that was one of the biggest things. I'm like, where's your stance on divorce? Like, before I even proposed, it was, what's your stance on divorce? Because I didn't want someone who was like, oh yeah, divorce is an option. I wanted it to be someone who's like, dude, I'm not getting divorced unless it's, you know, an abusive situation, a safety situation. Because it does get hard. Like, not that, knock on wood, we've been blessed. We've not had financial worries or anything, but that doesn't mean we can't. And it doesn't mean that things can't happen. And God forbid, horrible stuff happened down the line. Like, you've got to be ready for that nitty gritty. And I think a lot of people, they don't prepare themselves mentally. They think about that fantasy that the TV portrays, like, oh, they're going to sweep me off my feet, which leads me to the last question. How do you know that you're in love?
I feel like I said earlier, you stop looking at everyone
I would else. Think that's probably the best answer to it.
Because you stop paying attention to other people.
No, yeah, because we've
like,
even
you're satisfied and happy where you're at, and there's no need to look at anything else or anyone else.
Because I think that's whenever we had instances like that where someone would say, they would bring up, oh, did you see that guy? And you're like, oh, no, I didn't even pay attention. Or, and same with me, you know, I think you would even point out, oh, my God, did you see that girl? And I'm like, what girl? Because I'm not.
Because it's not a main focus.
It's not a main focus anymore. Because when you are first dating, I'll be honest with you, unless you're like one of those weird people, you still do look around and stuff whenever it's new and you're just dating. Again, not in a committed, exclusive relationship. So, yeah, I guess they're in hand in hand. If you're going exclusive, you better love someone. I mean,
and you're willing to stick it through. Time, I feel like that's even after fights and stuff like that, you're willing to like come back and talk about it.
And then the other advice I'd give single people is if you ever hear the words, and I mean this, I just can't right now, or I think we're better as friends. Take it and go. Like, don't wait. And I'm not saying that to be mean. They may be honest with it. They may be genuine. Like right now they're in a spot, but don't wait for nobody. Like if it's meant to be, I'm a huge believer. If it's meant to be, it'll be. If it ain't,
it ain't,
it ain't. Like, don't sit there and waste, because you're just going to end up hating that person and resent them. And then that relationship's going to be built.
Because you lost time.
And you missed out. Because I see people do that all the time. And then the other thing I would say, based on what was on here, and again, this is something that I wouldn't say you bring up on the first date, but I noticed in the 100 questions, it was in there several, and also the top searched questions is, how do you talk about your sex life? I think when you get to that point in that relationship where you're intimate on that level, if something's not jiving, again, I think it falls under what we just talked about with communication. I think you got to be open and have that tough situation, you know, discussion. Because again,
you're going to have to talk about your past.
You're going to have to talk about your past.
You're going to have to be transparent about it. Because there's no way, like, you're...
No, yeah, because it does define, yeah, those what do they call them, skeletons or whatever, those things, they define you, and they make you think, and they make you scared, and it's good to know. I mean, you got to know, so definitely we will dive more into different things and different topics, but we would love to know what you guys would love to hear next and what advices you would love us to give, or what things you'd like us to look into for next week's episode.
Remember, guys, we discuss the life, the marriage, and
the bullshit.
Bullshit.
So it doesn't matter what it is. It could even be, how do I deal with the shitty boss? We all got them.
Yep.
Not me. Sorry. If my boss is listening, I love you. You're awesome.
Amazing.
You're amazing. I was not meant to you.
Yeah.
But there is shitty bosses. Everyone's had a shitty boss. That's how I should have put it, because I love my boss. But cool. Well, enjoy. I hope you guys had an amazing Wednesday and a great rest of the week. And I hope if you're rooting for a team that they win, because honestly, I have no pony in that show for the Super Bowl. I still don't even know what team I'm going for. So you know what? Drop it in the DMs on who we should go for, because the Buccaneers fucked up and lost and they're not in it. So
yep. Yeah. Remember to follow us at WeScrewed on Instagram, Facebook,
and Tickety Talk.
Yes.
All right. Bye, guys.
Love you. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
And that's the end of our bullshit for this week. I know it came to an end too fast, just like that guy you all know. If you want to join in and share your own bullshit, you can do so by following We Screwed on all social media platforms. Again, thanks for tuning in to We Screwed, the life, the marriage, the bullshit. Until next time.